I'm John DeSando.
I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
This is Cinema Classics.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm looking at our picture. A hand thrusting out of the water.
Right.
And a shark fin behind that person.
Right.
And then I see this picture of a shark with a woman in its mouth.
Right.
And now I want to guess what our topic is because I can't remember it.
Toothy terror.
Okay. I mean, the obvious answer is all about sharks, but I feel like we've done
toothy.
That.
Creatures, because we have a new one, at least
crawl,
for, yes.
Carnivorous
yes.
predators
yes.
preying on people.
That's right.
I love it.
And this allows us also to bring in some inferior shark movies to Jaws, because
okay.
we know you're obsessed with the preeminence of
yeah.
Jaws.
Yeah, yeah.
And I am...
Well, I'm just obsessed with sharks in general.
With sharks in general. So,
yes,
why do we like it?
Why do we like it? Well, it's primal. You know, there's a joke in Annie Hall where one of the characters says, you know, he's looking back on Annie Hall's, like, past, and she's dating this guy, and the guy says, you know, I think I want to die by being torn apart by wild animals. And Woody Allen goes, great, eaten by squirrels. You know? And it does. There's something about getting eaten from our early days as... cave people. We don't want to be eaten. You don't want to become something else's food. Not only is it horrifyingly painful,
yeah,
it's also humiliating. So there's something about that. There's something about the humiliation, the grotesque nature of it.
Yeah. And the other side of that is it's a communion. Even to be eaten by another animal, which we do along the food chain, is a whole part of that circle of life business
mm-hmm.
made religious by Jesus Christ, who asked us to eat his body and blood.
Wow, we are through the looking glass, people. We're on the other side here. Communion, huh?
All right.
Here's how I like to think of it. Even if you get a chunk bitten out of you by a shark, for
yes.
instance, that part of you becomes fecal matter.
Yeah.
That's another layer of humiliation.
All right, then let's bring it to today.
Let's talk about movies where people get eaten.
Right. What about Crawl?
Yeah.
Now, that's new. That's alligators or...
a bunch of CGI alligators.
Big hurricane
mm-hmm. They flood into this guy's house.
Yeah.
And his daughter tries to
yes.
save him.
All right. It certainly has none of the terror, I believe, that you have from, say, Jaws.
No, and I'll tell you why.
Tell me.
Every creature in this movie is CGI. The special effects try
sure.
to convey heft. They try to convey texture. A movie like that, you're either along for the ride or you're not. I was along for the ride.
Whipping tail works,
but
okay.
There's nothing terrifying about it.
And they are not as prominent as, say, in Jaws or even in Sharknado.
Mm-hmm.
We don't get the full vision. And Crawl is... There are only a couple of times when we actually see the jaws come down on the cop.
We see her arm get chomped on.
We don't get to see the whole being up close and
yeah.
personal. Yes, we do see a lot of that clamping, but it's still not the effect that Spielberg had, and we know why.
You can't build a couple of animatronic alligators to use just to create that feeling that there's something in the water with Jaws. The legend goes that the robotic shark wasn't working, so he had
yeah,
to
yeah.
create this illusion of it. But he does that brilliantly. The dock being pulled underwater, like the little buoys that are attached to the shark, he pulls them under. Like you can feel how big that shark is without seeing it.
Jon Favreau's Lion King. We now have the potential for that kind of texture you're talking about.
No, I still know I'm looking at a cartoon.
Even in Lion King. Photorealism is...
Remember the bear...
Revenant?
The Revenant.
Yeah.
That wasn't nearly as terrifying for me because I knew he was just getting pulled around by
yeah,
a cable
that's a good
and
point.
That they layered a CGI bear over that.
Here's one of my favorites
mm-hmm.
that's probably not even in your index for reality. This would be the Meg.
Yeah, it's stupid.
Right? Isn't there like nothing realistic about
that? Yeah, it's the same thing, right? It's just a giant cartoon shark.
I know.
One of the greatest uses of CGI and animatronics is in the T-Rex scene in the first Jurassic Park movie,
okay.
where the T-Rex is
yeah.
bashing the car with the kids.
Yeah, yeah.
And he cuts to close-ups. It's a real thing, right? You can feel it.
We have certainly ripped apart, torn,
oh, wow.
and consumed a bunch of very B films and are trying to find something that measures up to Jaws, and
yeah.
we can't do it.
Killer squirrels.
Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to shows every Thursday at 8:01 p.m. and full shows online at wcbe.org.